USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A suspect was arrested Tuesday evening for the slayings of 8 people in shootings at 3 massage parlors in both Atlanta and a suburb. The suspected gunman, Robert Aaron Long, 21, of Woodstock, Georgia, was captured about 150 miles south of Atlanta, Georgia. Authorities believe Long opened fire on 5 people shortly before 5 p.m. in Cherokee County, Georgia. Less than an hour later, 4 people were killed in 2 separate shootings in Atlanta. A judge in Georgia, Henry County Superior Judge Brian Amaro, is indicating that he may unseal Fulton County absentee ballots so a government watchdog investigation into claims of voter fraud in the November election can proceed. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported the case stems from a lawsuit by Garland Favorito, but the judge cautioned, "I can't sign the order until such a time as I'm satisfied that the manner and method of review is reasonable." The judge is prohibiting Favorito's experts from revealing their work without permission from the court first. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Shekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Golf star Tiger Woods said Tuesday he has returned to his South Florida home to continue recovering from a single vehicle accident last month that left him with serious leg injuries. The 45-year-old Woods says he is grateful for the outpouring of support and encouragement that he has received over the past few weeks. President Trump is encouraging all Americans to get the vaccine shot.
Former President Donald Trump is urging people to get a COVID vaccination.
Yeah, I would recommend it, and I would recommend it to a lot of people that don't want to get it, and a lot of those people voted for me, frankly. But, you know, again, we have our freedoms, and we have to live by that, and I agree with that also. But it's a great vaccine, it's a safe vaccine, and it's something that works.
Trump making those comments Tuesday night to Fox News. The former president's recommendation coming as Indiana and Ohio have become the latest states to announce they will open up their vaccine eligibilities. States are making plans to open up their eligibility after President Biden's call to have vaccines available to all Americans by May 1st.
That's Dan Naraki reporting. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
NASCAR invades the Peach State this weekend. The Fools of Honor Quick Trip 500 will be raced in the famed Atlanta Motor Speedway in Hampton, Georgia. Last week, second place finisher Joey Logano describes to Motor Racing Network what it's like racing at the track.
Driving down a gravel road. That's kind of what it feels like. Yeah. Not that you should be trying to go fast down a gravel road, but it feels a lot like that. That you're sliding around. There's no grip at all. You know, and there's more now than there used to be because we have a bunch of downforce and we don't have as much horsepower, and it used to be, you know, when we had all the big power and the small spoiler, it'd be hard to get wide open down that front straightaway. You know, and you're going 170 miles an hour or so on old tires and lighting them up all the way down the straightaway if you choose to. Like, awesome. just cool, you know? And so, you know, now the race has changed. There's still a ton of tire wear. But the way you run the racetrack has changed a lot, to be successful there. You have to look for different things. But yeah, just a fun racetrack, out of control.
NASCAR officials handed down penalties to 5 Cup Series teams Tuesday for lug nut infractions, including 1 race suspensions for 2 crew chiefs after last weekend's events at Phoenix Raceway. The number 2 Team Penske Ford's Jeremy Bullins and the number 99 Trackhouse Racing Team Chevrolet Travis Mack was fined $20,000 each and cut from the Atlanta race. Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.